Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So apparently the latest study has found that AI, or specifically ChatGTP, was more empathetic than doctors. Empathetic my ass, I'm empathetic. Are you kidding me? More empathetic and gave higher quality answers than doctors did in this study. That's a bunch of bull crap. I think I call BS. There is no way a computer is more empathetic than me. That is B flipping S. There's no way. But it shows you that we're in trouble. Now, it also shows you that if people want to be kitten gloved, right, dealt with softly, use euphemisms, they're going to ask for that and put everybody else out of business. So do we later have to do boot camp that way? Are they going to have studies saying ChatGTP is more empathetic and sweet-talking than a drill sergeant? People are like, well, yeah, let's use that instead. Okay, I don't know. What do people want? Okay, if you want your doctor to be like, oh, it is completely okay that you smoke and you drink and you drop acid and you do, I am here for you and I will support you and even, you know, clean off your nose after you snort some coke. Or do you want your doctor to say, look, you want to be dead in 2 months. Get your act together. You got kids. You got a wife. You got a job. You got to pay my bill. Okay? Get your act together. Trust me, I'm in it for the long haul. I want you to live because you have $5,000 worth of medical bills and I got to pay my staff. So, yeah, I'm going to make sure you live. I mean, you know, which doctor do you want? Well, I guess you want the lovey-dovey one. You know, I'm sorry. I'm supportive and I'm empathetic, but I'm not going to be very lovey-dovey if I think you're doing something wrong or I think you're doing something stupid. Yeah, if you're not wearing a helmet while you ride a motorcycle, I'm going to call you on it. If you're giving your 15-year-old marijuana brownies for sleep when they really should be laying off the Red Bull, I'm going to call you on it. So in this study, basically this came out of UCSD, University of California, San Diego, where what they did is they compared healthcare professional answers to ChatGTP answers. And they rated them. And they found that ChatGTP were more empathetic by a long shot, gave higher quality responses, and were even preferred by the panel of doctors who reviewed them. So what's an example of one of these questions? Okay, so one of the patient questions was a question about the risk of going blind following bleach being splashed into an eye, resulting in an irritated and dry eye. Okay, so my answer as a doctor would be, one, some more questions. When did this, you know, get into your eye? What was the concentration? How long did you flush it? We need to continue flushing it, and we need to make sure your cornea wasn't damaged. And we're on this. Okay, it would be an answer of definition, it would be an answer with education, and it would be an answer with confidence. So their physician said, sounds like you will be fine. You should flush the eye anytime you get a chemical or foreign body in the eye. You can also contact poison control at 1-800-222-1222. Okay, well, that's a nice answer. I probably would have been a little bit more involved. ChatGTP's answer was this. Maybe I'll put in an accent, because everybody likes accents. I'm sorry to hear that you got bleach splash in your eye. It's important to rinse that eye as soon as possible after a chemical splash to remove as much of the chemical as possible and prevent future irritation or damage. If you have not already done so, you should rinse your eye with clean water or a saline solution as soon as possible. You can do this by holding your eye open and directing a gentle stream of water over your eye from the inner corner to the outer corner for at least 15 minutes. If you do not have access to water, you can use a saline solution or artificial tears to rinse the eye. It still goes on. Okay, so they go on and on and on. And when the doctor looked at, and remember, your ChatGPT will be just like your Google Maps. You could have it in every accent. Turn left here, please. Oh, there's a fantastic spot for you to stop and flush your eye. So you could pick any language you want for that or accent for that ChatGPT answer. And maybe that's what people want. Now, that ChatGPT answer gave a Wikipedia or a Google MD, WebMD, Medscape answer. The average physician is not going to spend, right, or have a 3 or 4 paragraphs to read. And so, yes, ChatGPT will always give a higher quality answer. So what are they trying to say? Are they trying to say that humans are too dumb to perform medicine? We've been performing medicine for a while. Are they saying then, you know, will a more thorough answer come from a teacher? If they use ChatGPT, then a human teacher? Will a more thorough answer come from a drill sergeant or a ChatGPT mimicking a general surgeon? Or, I'm sorry, a general, a five-star general? So this is, to me, a no-duh, right? No-duh study. But the fact that these studies are pointing to how computers are better than humans shows how stupid we are as a human race. Don't be letting any computer take your job. And yes, a calculator can calculate math way faster than I could. I took, Honors Calculus 3. Yes, a calculator could do better than me. But that's not why you pick a calculator. You pick a human because there's things you can tell a human to do. The human can use instinct. You know, the human could smile back. The human will make you feel better. But if people are thinking a computer is going to make you feel better more than a human, we're in trouble. Especially in the dating world. 1-877-DOCBELLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I love looking at art. I'm not very good at it. So I can't tell you if I'm looking at a Rembrandt or a Van Gogh or a Monet, but I'm interested in it. But where I got fascinated with it wasn't humanities or all the classes I had to take when I was younger. I got interested in it in medical school, where we had a class that looked at medicine and in art. So, like, for example, the Mona Lisa. Is it the Mona Lisa? Let me see here. Yeah, I think. In the Mona Lisa, if you look at her hands, she has a large lump, proximal, we call it, to her second metacarpal joint. And it basically is a lump on her hand at the base of her second finger, between her second finger and her thumb. And it's a mess. Now, usually that's supposed to be smooth. So the Mona Lisa has her hands crossed, and there's a lump. Now, the woman who Da Vinci painted, I think was, what, a friend? Or his friend's wife? Who knows? Maybe he was in love with her, I don't know. But that's kind of random to add an extra lump on her hand. And I can't think of anything that lump would be supposed to be insinuating, like, you know, a missing ring, because, you know, maybe they did rings, you know, during the old time, but that wasn't, not that common. So I think it might be a ganglion cyst, or it could be a tendon sheath tumor. But if you look at Mona Lisa, just check it out, because there's this lump that's there, and it's fascinating. Then there's the portrait of a man. I think it's Antonello de Messina from 1475. He has a mass on his cheek, and it's lobulated. And so, to me, it looks like a parotid gland tumor. It's not a smooth face. It's an extra lump. And somebody could say, well, you know, when they paint, there could be contours. Not like this. He's got the chin. He's got the nose. He's got the definition of the cheek. But then there's a couple lumps. To me, that looks like a tumor. There's a Rembrandt where you see a woman who is kind of half-dressed, half-not, but I don't think she's got breast cancer or anything like that, but you wonder if she was binding her breasts at the time to stop breastfeeding. Who knows? There's, so anyway, I look back at these. In fact, there's a picture from, it's a Seidel, if I hope I pronounce it, Seidel is an artist of a woman, and the woman has dark coloration on her cheeks. Well, we call that melasma, which is hyperpigmentation of the skin that can happen after pregnancy. So it's interesting how there are things that we have today that they included in their art. Self-portrait of a man from the 1800s. I don't know if this, I'm not exactly sure who the artist was, but he's got a mole on his cheek, and it's greater than a centimeter. It could have been a melanoma. So, you know, when you do look at art, and you think that, this is interesting. There could be, you know, do they have a medical condition? Send it to me. I'd love to take a look. There's one picture. It's a Picasso of a young boy. I believe it's a boy in blue. And the way he's holding his arm and wrist looks kind of hyperflexible. So I'm thinking maybe he had Ehlers-Danlos, long arms, hyperflexibility of the joints, maybe Marfan syndrome. So it's pretty cool stuff. Well, what's interesting is there's a picture going viral from the 1860s, and it's a young woman. I don't know what the picture is called. I think it is, it's at the new Pinakothek Museum, and it's called The Expected One by Ferdinand George Waldmuller. It's about 150 years old, and it's a woman that is holding a rectangular object. And people are saying, oh, that's an iPhone. So time travel's real. To me, it looks like a book. I think she's just, you know, holding a book. But if you didn't know that books could be that small, it looks like she's holding an iPhone, a black iPhone with a peach case. You know, and so I get asked, you know, do I believe in time travel? And every now and then there's a picture floating around social media in black and white, an actual photograph, where it looks like somebody is holding a phone. Now, I doubt it's a phone, because any sort of technology, and it's a larger iPhone. I mean, you saw how, you know, cell phones evolved from being big monstrous suckers, you know, like what you would have in Vietnam for communications, where you would run, you know, with a big box to, you know, a big large thing with a large antenna to what we have now as an iPhone. My guess, you know, when you look at these pictures and you see people surrounding the person with it, you would think they would be looking at them going, wow, what is it? But they're passing by them like same old, same old. So personally, I don't think any of these pictures are actual iPhones, all right, from the 1910s or 1920s or 1890s. I just don't believe that. But is time travel possible? Well, the answer to that is, oh yeah, a resounding yes. You can technically go back in time based on light years and gravity and orbit. So I do believe you could go back in time. I don't think I could go back to 1955 like Back to the Future. I don't think that is possible. Now, I mean, you know, somebody could say, well, technically, you guys understand like what a light year is. You know, we date these stars, and we say that star is a million years old. And you're like, what the hell are you talking about? How do you know that? Well, based on the distance of the star, if the light hits it, and then the light is being reflected back, there's time with that. The sun has to hit the star, and a light year is the length of time for that light to get to that star, and then it has to reflect it back, and that light moves back, and it's not instantaneous like we have in, well, there's still a metric, but it doesn't seem as instantaneous as it does on Earth. So when these big telescopes say, look at this star is, I don't know, 10 million years old or whatever, they're not wrong, you know. They're not, you know, pulling it out of their optics, because they're measuring it, because in order for that star to give off that light and for us to see it in that distance, and that light took that many years, you could measure the time, and then you could measure how old that star is. Now, you might not be able to know when that star was born, but you could tell at least how old that star is based on that light coming to you. So science does have the ability to see things from our past, and us to even, I think we were able to prove, this was I think 20 years ago, how we could go back in time a few seconds. But to go back to 1955, probably not. You know, for me to see when my parents met in the 60s, you know, for me to take back that date with Dirk, you know, a lot of us would like to go back in our past. Yeah. So all I'm saying is, when you see somebody hold something that looks like an iPhone, having collected old books and antique books, books are small. Diaries were small. Right? There's, you know, not everybody had this big, huge book like you saw in Lord of the Rings that the dwarfs used. Okay, you know, yeah, maybe everybody kind of wrote in the book, kind of like a wedding, you know, a reception book, going, I'm here, and you put your picture. Most books were smaller and were held within a palm. That's just because they had to fit in pockets, and pockets were smaller. All right, I don't think it was an iPhone. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. More than 7 million people in Central Texas are again watching the skies as the risk of tornadoes, thunderstorms, and huge hail is again very high. It's also a danger in parts of Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Arkansas. It's a beautiful day along the Mississippi River in Davenport, Iowa. It's also very wet as the river has flooded well into the downtown and is still rising. Could be Monday before the river crests in Davenport. To the west, Yosemite National Park is closing tonight, at least through the middle of next week. The Merced River is expected to reach flood stage this weekend, thanks to spring heat starting to melt the record snowpack in the Sierra Nevada mountains. A U.S. Army soldier is in a Fairbanks, Alaska hospital, the lone survivor of a mid-air crash of two Apache helicopters. Three others were killed. The copters collided as they were returning from a training mission in Alaska. Rich Johnson, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So nowadays we have podcasts, we have downloads, satellite, in addition to AM/FM radio. We have all sorts of ways to entertain ourselves and deliver information. That some cars are taking it upon themselves to get rid of traditional communication methods. There's, as Tesla and Ford and Volkswagen launch more of their electric vehicle lines, they are showing on their dashboard or on their screen how you could just touch a button and listen to satellite, and everything seems to be just coming to you at the touch of your fingers. And some of these companies are getting rid of AM radio. Now, before I became a radio host and a broadcaster, I understood the value of AM radio. Its wavelengths, its use in getting the message out, and its use in public safety. So when I heard last year, and then again a few months ago, that these electric vehicles are just dropping AM radio from the cars, I was like, okay, no, that's a bad idea. And I know some of you are like, well, you're on AM radio as well as podcasts, so you just want to save your butt. No, I don't. I'm grateful. I'm on GCN Network and Spotify and iHeart. I'm grateful for that. But AM radio is a network connected with FEMA and our emergency broadcast systems. And AM radio is vital to maintain a communication network in case of an emergency. Now, why would electric vehicles be dropping AM radio? Well, some of them car manufacturers say it's the electromagnetic interference, that the electric vehicle cars give off so much of this electromagnetic, I guess, interference, that it interferes with the AM signals. So Porsche, Audi, Volvo, Ford, BMW, Tesla had to drop it. Yet many studies have shown you could work around that. You could put shields up, filters, better grounding. That's fixable. You don't have to just get rid of AM radio. And so I wrote a little piece on this so you can kind of see how our emergency network system works. But there's a public alert that originates from federal, state, territorial, tribal, local officials. So let's say there's an earthquake or a hurricane or some massive flooding or a massive snowstorm. Okay? The authorities then send a common alerting protocol, CAP alert, to the PAWS open platform for emergency networks. It validates the alert format and the sender's permissions. Because again, they have to figure out if it's fake, if it's, you know, so, like, remember what happened in Hawaii where they told everybody to take cover because of a nuclear missile? All right, so we do have some checks and balances. Then the alert is broadcast to the public via private sector partner systems, emergency alert systems, wireless emergency alerts, NOAA, weather, radio, internet connected devices, unique systems, other tech, and then it gets to the general public. So FEMA posts this infographic that kind of walks you through, but basically AM radio stations, at least 80 of them, play a specific role as primary entry points across the country. These are designated, according to the National Association of Broadcasters, these are designated radio stations whose signals cover 90% of the American population and have a direct connection to FEMA and the National Weather Service. So in times of crisis, these stations receive emergency information and alerts directly from the federal government, ensuring a reliable and authoritative source of information for the public. So I don't know if you guys remember the Joplin tornado. I believe that was, what, 2011? The radio station was able to connect people to loved ones, give people advice on where to go because power was out, cell phone towers were out. You know, people say, oh, AM radio is obsolete because we have phones and computers. What happens when the power's out or the tower's out? What happens if that gets hacked? Where do you go for your information? You turn on the radio. And AM radio has a longer range than FM. So some of you who, when I first started out with in radio on KDWN and KLAV, but on KDWN when I did my show at night, people could hear my show in Seattle. They could hear it in Hawaii. The length, the wavelengths, and so if there's no power, if there's no ability to get pop-ups and little dings and alerts because the natural disaster affected the cell phone towers, or the cell phone lines are scrambled or hacked, you could go to AM radio. Now, I like to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. I don't like to think of conspiracy theories first. I just like to think, well, maybe the car manufacturers are trying to be more 2023, and so AM radio is a little older, so they want to look all tech, and maybe the dial doesn't look as sexy. Okay. But there's another concern. AM radio has, even though there's public radio and NPR, the majority of the shows are conservative-leaning. And so when you see this, okay, well, let's just get rid of AM radio. All right. Are they trying to silence some of the voices? Are they trying to silence some of conservative radio? You know, we try to be very neutral on the show and see both sides. But AM radio has given a voice to many individuals, whether they're right or left. And just the fact that that could go away, and rather than you being fed the voices, you need to go and search them out, that could be a form of censorship. Now, I like to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. I don't believe the car companies are purposefully doing this, but it's not that far off to think that if somebody says, you know what, let's just get rid of AM radio. Well, why? You know, we're going to keep FM radio. Yeah, but AM has the better bands. AM radio works with FEMA. What's going on here? So I have a petition started. There's actually a lot of movements by people in the industry. In fact, the National Association of Broadcasters launched their Depend on AM Radio campaign to spotlight the importance of in-car AM radio to provide local news, traffic, public safety information, public service announcements. So they say text the letters AM to 52886 to tell Congress to keep AM radio in all cars and trucks. Standard message and data rates can apply. And I also have a petition that you could sign. It's on my Facebook and Twitter, that you could alert car manufacturers, FEMA, and Congress to keep AM radio in all vehicles. This is a public safety issue. And I know people are thinking, oh, it's just radio hosts who want to save their job. Luckily, with all sorts of platforms, people aren't just dependent on AM radio for their job. This is more about a public safety issue. And when I heard that our cars are becoming all electric and tech and digital, that's cool and sexy, but then how do we talk to you? How do we tell you when things are down where to go? We have to have a system, and we have, on if there's a tornado coming or a flood coming or a hurricane coming. That's what AM radio has done for decades and will continue to do. We got to keep it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners.
This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And thank you guys for reaching out. The petition to prevent electric cars from dropping AM radio is on my Twitter and Facebook, and I will repost it again for you guys. And, yes, big shout-out to the Golden Knights, who have advanced in the Stanley Cup Finals. So happy. They are awesome and love our Golden Knights. Okay. So, many of you are a little nervous about your retirement accounts. You're nervous about the economy. You're seeing layoffs coming. It's not going to be an easy year. And for those of you that did invest in the stock market, whoa. Yeah. So, one thing I've noticed, because I've been around seniors most of my life, is they know how to save money and they know how to spend. Now, when I was little, I didn't really want to emulate that. So, for example, I grew up, we lived in Las Vegas and Phoenix and California and L.A., but so in that southwest area, we moved a lot. But I think this was in Phoenix, Arizona. There was a buffet called the Royal Fork. And I remember, I was really little, that every once in a while we would go there, because for a buffet, you get your money's worth, and would go with my grandmother. And my grandmother would steal, she would bring extra napkins and then grab food, stick it in her purse, right? Grab silverware. I remember her taking a fork from the Royal Fork. And I'm like, what the fork, Grandma? Stop that. And it was embarrassing because I'm thinking, I don't want to go to jail. You know, on the other side of my family, you know, one of my relatives was a police officer. And I'm like, okay, whoa. Okay, this can't happen. You know, this, okay, we got the law abiding on one side. We got forks and food stealing on the other. But, and I remember saying, okay, you know, if I get my grandma's age, which, by the way, she could have been my age at the time, if you really think about it. No, maybe just a little older. That is so weird to think you could be as old as your grandma was. In fact, no, I'm aging myself, but that's it. I'm Gen X. I'm getting there. I'm getting up there in age. But I remember going, okay, well, I'm not going to do that. You know, I'm not gonna struggle. I'm not gonna be nervous about money. I'm gonna do what it takes. You know, I'll try to go to school, work multiple jobs. I'll try to save. But, you know, sadly, my grandmother did save. My grandmother was good with money. It's just her husband was sick. My grandfather had congestive heart failure. He was a football player in the Leatherhead Times. And so he had gouty arthritis, and he had to take multiple aspirin products at the time for his pain. So then he ended up getting congestive heart failure from the NSAIDs and the aspirin and GI bleeds. And so, you know, she had to take care of him. And then she herself got cancer. So they never got a chance to actually live a very comfortable life because all their money went to medical. So when we, you know, when we want to look at how to save money, one is try to be up to date on your medical type stuff. Now, I mean, make sure you advise a doctor or, according to now, the news, ChatGPT, to make sure you're doing the right stuff so you don't suffer, you know, from bad health and spend that kind of money. But watching seniors nowadays, they know how to spend. Now, okay, they might not know how to tip, okay? You know, somebody's got to give them the memo that now it's 20%. But I give them that. I mean, if I was back and waiting tables and an older person didn't tip that much, I wouldn't care. I'm like, look, you know what? Save the money. But, like, for example, older individuals know how to find the blue light specials. If you could get a meal that's cheaper, why not? You know, there's this one restaurant where prime rib is on sale on Friday night or Saturday night. It's a great deal. And all the older individuals are there. Now, if I wanted prime rib, I'd be like, well, let's go to Outback Steakhouse. Well, Outback prime rib is expensive. Why aren't I waiting for that one day a week when it's cheaper? So when it comes to eating out, there are many restaurants that give senior discounts, or they can, which is another thing, too. You know, you could always say, look, I'm doing takeout, but it's for my grandma. So senior, what do you have for senior meals? You don't need to eat a whole meal. Eat the senior meal. Save some money. Another thing I notice seniors do is happy hour. Happy hour is great. I live in Vegas, so these seniors party up even harder than the millennials and the Gen Zs. So just ask them. Go, you know, where do you get the cheapest drinks? Where do you get the best happy hour specials? They have a list. Another thing older individuals do is they gift differently, and their gifts are cool. Older people will give money and a little bit of it, whereas us Gen X's and baby boomers and millennials, we go to a store, we buy a gift, we pay the tax, we have to pay for wrapping paper or the bag. Yet, honestly, $10 in cash or $20 in cash, not a bad gift. You know, compared to getting something that you can't even use, it probably cost that person $50, $60, $70, $80. So watch what the seniors do. Seniors also rewear clothes. They rewear the same clothes. You guys notice I rewear. It's not even game day. But because the Golden Knights won, right, I didn't have time to, you know, check and smell what clothes are clean. I'm wearing a jersey. Who cares? Seniors don't give a damn what people think about their style. Right? So if you have something clean and it doesn't match with your pants, who cares? The other thing, too, is seniors are comfortable. Right? Seniors know how to wear comfortable shoes, how to wear comfortable clothes. While the rest of us are trying to fit into Spanx and cinchers and breast lifters and booty lifters and high heels and all that, the seniors are like, look, I can pick up these shoes at a supermarket. They're comfortable. They go with my sweatpants. I look good. I'm comfortable. And now I don't have irritable bowel, so I don't need to buy the Gastex or the Mylanta. I don't have the back pain from the bra you're wearing. Just let them droop. This way, you know, so they don't have to be always on Tylenol and ibuprofen. Just what I would do as we're moving forward and we're kind of in this time of economic turmoil is talk to your grandparents or talk to your older parents or meet some older people and go, what are you doing? Because the majority of them are not able to live on what the government's giving them, which is sick. I mean, they you know, supported this country. They did tours in the military. They paid their taxes. And here they are having to, you know, try to find the blue light special and you know, let their boobs droop. But ask how they do it. Any tricks of the trade. You'll also make seniors feel better. You know, a thing that I've always done, because I don't want to eat my full meal, is I always take food to go. Seniors are really good at that. Or they're like, I'll take it home so I have it tomorrow. I'll make two meals out of it. They know how to make meals out of multiple things. You know, they also know how to get people to help them. You know, they know how to be. They know how to get people to. You know, oh, you sure? You know, how much is the dessert? Oh, I really wanted to. Oh, well, you know what? It's okay. I'll give you the piece of pie. Really, you're a doll. So they also know how to milk the situation too. Which is so I think I'm already working on it, by the way. I'm already practicing my senior behavior. I just am. I already know where to get the senior discounts. I got my AARP card. I'm couponing. I remember my mom couponing years ago, and so I never did that because I'm like, well, that's what older people do. Oh, you bet you're better at finding coupons. Why pay more for something else? So just find a senior, learn from them, and yeah, save some money. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.